Grandma, I got Yaskahirla, and to welcome the minister here this morning to hear a debate about one of our domestic agricultural sectors, the sheep sector, which is of vital significance to many parts of rural Ireland. And your own brief, minister, as Minister for Rural Development and Rural Affairs, you will be very much aware of the sheep sector's importance in many rural parts of the country where maybe the land is not as good as in the major agricultural areas. At the moment, there are over 3.5 million sheep in the country, according to the National Sheep Register. And if you look at where they're located, most are located in the along the western seaboard. In my own county, has 12.5% of the national sheep stock, about 450,000 sheep in Donegal, more sheep than people. In Galway, there are 387,000 sheep. In Mayo, 369,000. Kerry, 308,000. And so on. So I've highlighted those numbers because it illustrates that the vast majority of the sheep sector are along the western seaboard, where we have a huge element of rural decline over many years, young people leaving and so on and so forth. So therefore, to keep young people on the land, the sheep sector is so vitally important. 60% of the farm holdings in County Donegal represent sheep farmers, so that's hugely significant. And at the moment, I'm raising this issue today, an issue which was highlighted by my colleague, who's a sheep farmer, Councillor James Pat McDade in County Donegal, who raised this issue last week about the drop of up to €20 per head in lamb prices over the last fortnight or 2.5 weeks alone, which is having a drastic effect to many sheep farmers who are having difficulties this year finishing lambs earlier due to the fact that there was very bad weather, it was wet, there was bad grass growth, they were feeding sheep up until late in the year, and the increased feed prices means that they're being very, very hardly hit. The factories are really controlling the issue, and some of the farming organisations have raised this issue. The factories are controlling the price. We see price volatility in the UK as well, where sheep prices are at their lowest point in the last 5 years. So it's not an issue isolated to Ireland, but I think that it does need government intervention to support the sheep sector. How do we do that? There are two ways, in my view. One is that we try and bolster the export market. Ireland, for example, exports most of its lamb or sheep production. We produced sheep meat of around 55,000 tonnes last year. 45,000 of those tonnes were exported, mainly to countries like France, the UK, Belgium, Germany and Scandinavia. So though the French market has fallen, there was a great demand this time last year from the French market. That has dwindled somewhat this year. I think that the government response needs to be fast and drastic to support the sheep sector, because farmers will be driven out of existence in the sheep sector, given that the price is falling below €5 per kilo at the moment, and that could fall, according to some of the farming organisations, to close to €4 a kilo. The farmers are saying that their bottom or floor price is around €5 a kilo, so falling below that, they're producing and working in the negative or in the red, and that cannot be allowed to continue. They are our primary producer. The farmer needs support. There are other agricultural sectors, but I think that when you have 3.5 million sheep in the country, when you have farmers willing to stay on the land, which is marginal land very often, commonage land or poorer land, which wouldn't be of much use for any other type of production, dairy or beef or so on. So what I'm asking for, Minister, is that we have a twofold response to this issue. We go after those markets aggressively, try and open up those markets to new Irish lamb. We promote lamb within the country as well. And secondly, that there's a subsidy made available to sheep farmers, either from national exchequer resources or through Pillar 2, which is the €580 million available annually to Ireland under the CAP Rural Development Programme. That needs to happen. The sheep sector is vitally important, and it's particularly important to the western seaboard from Donegal down to Cork and Kerry.
Thank you, Senator. Now, Minister, please.
Thank you, Cathaoirleach, and I'd like to thank the Senator for raising this extremely important issue. I'm taking the the commencement debate on behalf of Minister Coveney, who is at a European Parliament plenary session. This is a hugely important element of our agri-food sector, and one which is a priority for the Minister. Primary output from the sheep industry is currently worth about $230 million, a value which has grown significantly in recent years. Over two-thirds of output is exported. Exports in 2014 totaled over 44,000 tonnes, with a value of $218 million, so that's very significant. The sheep sector in Ireland is heavily dependent on the export market, as the domestic consumption is usually only about 30% of overall production. The core markets remain France and the UK, with the French market usually representing double of that of the UK. This reflects the strong demand and reputation in France for Irish lamb, and also the consumer preference in the UK for the British product. The growth markets in Europe are Sweden, Germany and Belgium, with Sweden, for example, now representing our third most important market. I'm also aware that sheep farmers are vulnerable to price fluctuations. While price is something that is subject to the normal dynamics of the marketplace, the Minister has provided a range of financial and structural supports to the sector that can help to make the sector more resilient and position it to avail of development opportunities. The application of the latest scientific knowledge to the business of sheep breeding in Ireland is only in its infancy in comparison to programmes for beef and dairy. However, the establishment of Sheep Ireland and the buy-in from stakeholders is improving matters considerably and proving to be of huge benefit. The Sheep Technology Adoption Programme, which was introduced in 2013, has played a major role encouraging technology adoption at farms, while also requiring participants to undertake a number of farm tasks. These farm tasks make use of the best technologies available to sheep farmers in Ireland, while also encouraging improved breeding through the use of a Sheep Ireland performance recorded ram. STAMP is currently in its third and final year. On average, around 4,000 farmers have participated in the scheme in each year, and total funding of more than $6.5 million was spent in 2013 and 2014. Under the Rural Development Programme 2014 to 2020, the Minister has made provision for further improving efficiency and profitability in sheep production under the Knowledge Transfer Groups measure. The experience in STAMP has informed the development of this measure. In addition to profitability, the emphasis will be on key issues of business skills, environmental sustainability and herd health, with increased interaction between individual farmers and facilitators in order to customise information exchange. Around 300 potential facilitators have expressed an interest in running knowledge transfer groups for the sheep sector. Various other schemes in RDP are also of direct relevance to the sheep sector. For example, the Green Low Carbon Agri-Environment Scheme, or GLOSS, will benefit sheep farmers, and they will continue to be significant beneficiaries from the areas of natural constraint scheme. Also, a series of capital investment schemes are being introduced under TAMS 2 scheme, several of which will provide for sheep farmers. It must also be remembered that the sheep grassland scheme, which invested over $65 million on Irish sheep farms during its lifetime, has now been included in the direct payment of each sheep farmer under revised CAP arrangements. Just last week, a new 10-year strategy for the agri-food sector was launched, Foodwise 2020. Local roots, global reach is the key theme of Foodwise 2025. The agri-food sector is a sector unlike any other, given its strategic importance to the Irish economy, its roots in local communities throughout the country and its rapidly increasing global reach. Foodwise 2025 sets out a comprehensive plan for the development of Ireland's agri-food sector over the next decade. Foodwise 2025 predicts that over the next decade, Ireland can increase the value of agri-food exports by 85% to $19 billion, increase value added to the sector by 70% to $13 billion, increase the value of primary production by 65% to $10 billion. This should further deliver 23,000 jobs in the agri-food sector by 2025. It has over 350 recommendations. Food-wise, 2025 is very detailed, and the detail is vital. Many of these recommendations relate to the sheep sector. The report acknowledges the importance of the sheep sector and notes that the growth in the sector will come from improved technical efficiencies as well as growth opportunities from an increase in consumer demand and export market opportunities. So I think the Senator has referred that to himself about looking for markets. Some of the important actions that are noted for the sector include, but are not limited to, the following: genetic improvement of the sheep herd, working collaboratively with processors, Borbia, Chagas and Sheep Ireland, to modify the seasonal nature of sheep meat supply and maintaining presence. Increasing farmer participation in the beef and lamb quality assurance scheme to 90%. Adding value to exports by further moving up the value chain from exporting entire carcasses to pre-packed boneless cuts through wider market access. Increasing sheep farmer participation in knowledge transfer programmes and developing a carbon navigator tool for sheep producers. The Minister will put in place a robust implementation process to monitor progress and deliver on the ambitious projections in the report. My department monitors average sheep prices and sheep slaughtering figures on a weekly basis, as the two are clearly interlinked. A national average sheep price is also submitted to the European Commission once a week. While the recent movement on the prices has been disappointing, it is not out of line with the trend experienced in other countries. I am satisfied that it does not point to a structural difficulty within the overall sheep meat sector, but rather reflects the fluctuations which can happen at this time of the year. The latest available figures show that after a strong first quarter in 2015, where the average Irish price was approximately 11% up on the same period in 2014, prices have fallen back. This change in price in recent weeks is likely due to a culmination of various factors. Supplies are in full flow at present due to seasonal factors. At the same time, there are poor market conditions, and this is believed to be driving down average prices as measured on a weekly basis. While this recent dip in prices is disappointing, it remains the case that at the end of June, the average year-to-date price was running at approximately 4% ahead of the same period last year. Just this week, I understand that prices have started to rise again, and that demand for sheep and lamb by factories is rising. Thank you.